Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. We've got some fun guests for you today. We're going to start out with two of my favorite topics, actually, food and music. You know, I didn't get this body eating carrot sticks. So anyway, we're going to start out by talking to our friend Charlotte Mortimer. From Mortimer Farms in Dewey, they have a couple of big events coming up, including the Sweet Corn Fest and the Farm to Table Dinner and Wine Tasting. Then we'll have rocker Christian Berry and friends in for their Labor Day weekend blues blowout at Goldwater Lake. So lots of fun talk coming up on today's Q&A. Diamondbacks are in action tonight. They are in San Francisco for three with the Giants. They are catching them at just the right time because the Giants have lost their star catcher, Buster Posey, for the rest of the season due to hip surgery. Now you can tune in live for the pregame show, Joined in Progress, at 7 o'clock tonight. The first pitch from Baghdad by the Bay at 7:15. We always welcome your questions and comments about Q&A. Just drop me an email at djphone, that's D-J-F-O-N-E, at kqna.com. And before we break here, I want to remind you what a great time we had Saturday at the Yavapai College 50th anniversary. They had the Scholars for Dollars Fun Run, the block party, well, until a storm blew in, of course. But even that night at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center, Jay Leno did a terrific 90-minute comedy show. Just before the show, he came over to the assembly room where about 40 people, myself included, had paid about $29 to watch the show streamed live. Jay came in, shook hands, posed for selfies with a, shall we say, very surprised and delighted group of fans. You know, I probably shouldn't have been surprised since every time I went to a Tonight Show taping, Jay would come out a half hour before the show in his denim shirt and jeans and he would essentially be his own warm-up act. So, coming out to meet and greet fans, what a great way to get him on your side. Always, of course, in his trademark denim shirt and jeans. And coming up tomorrow at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley, Tuesday Night Classics, this one is Tango and Cash. That is tomorrow for only $5 at 7 o'clock at the Harkins 14. We have Charlotte Mortimer in the bullpen, ready to step up in just a moment on today's Q&A. On the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
On July 18th, a hailstorm hit Prescott Lakes Parkway, and almost every vehicle at Lamb Chevrolet and Lamb Nissan was damaged. This is Ed Walsh for the Lamb Auto Group. While the damage to our inventory was severe, we planned ahead with excellent insurance that covers loss due to hail. We have put up a 3,000-square-foot tent and have brought in 20 hail repair experts from around the country to fix our inventory. If you have a hail-damaged vehicle, bring it to Lamb Chevrolet. Nearly all of the damage is fixable, although there might be a few dings or scratches left on some vehicles. We are now starting the process of disposing of all of our hail-damaged inventory. Our insurance reimbursement will be massive, and that money is being used to discount our cars and trucks to unprecedented levels. Hail sales are extremely rare in the car business, and now is your time to score a once-in-a-decade deal on a new or used vehicle. Our loss can be your gain. Vehicles with a ding or scratch left after repair will receive the biggest insurance reimbursement and will be discounted the most. Come visit us at Lamb Chevrolet and Lamb Nissan and save huge on a hail-damaged vehicle.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And it's always nice to have a friend in the studio. That's certainly the case. Charla Mortimer is here with us today. Got a couple big events coming up, Charla, including one that really turned my head a couple of years ago. I attended my very first Sweet Corn Festival. Now, I tell this story every year. You know what I'm going to say. And you came up to me with a freshly picked raw ear of corn. He said, DJ, taste this. And I said, it's raw. Are you crazy? I'm not eating that. Well, it's a good thing that our friend Gene Lupa was with us, because Gene's stronger than I am. And Gene kind of forced me to eat from that raw ear of freshly picked, and we have to say here, sweet corn. And my eyeballs got real big, like, I don't believe this. This really is fantastic. Raw, freshly picked. How do you explain that?
Well, you know, I always say the closer it is to the plant, the better the flavor is. And so one of the things about the sugars that are in sweet corn is that they start, as soon as you pick it, or actually even as it ripens, the more it ripens, this happens too, but those sugars get to a point where they start to turn to starch. And so the further away from the plant that it is, the more starchy it gets. Those sugars just change. It's just a natural progression. And so by having a nice fresh ear of corn, I love doing that to people because they're like, oh, no, you can't eat it raw. Well, if you've got good corn, that's my favorite way to eat it. There's no reason to cook it. Just right off the stalk.
So if you are going to cook it, how do you do it without ruining the sweetness?
So those sugars just get enhanced when you cook it. So you can steam it, you know, just for a few minutes, and that just heats it through without changing those sugars. I like to even grill it is how I love to do it. So I'll either husk and all, throw it in the sink and let it, you know, get wet, and then throw it right on the grill. All that husk is going to get charred, and then when you go peel it back, it'll just basically be steamed all the way through it. Or you can husk it first and grill it on the grill and have that crispiness of the grilled flavoring on it. So that's my favorite way to do it. Either of those were, you know, as far as I'm concerned, however you want to eat corn, it's a good way to eat it. But those are my favorites.
I'm not trying to repeat Heloise's household hints here, but for those of us in the listening audience who can't stand the headache of shucking and pulling the silk off of corn, off an ear of corn, how do you do it smoothly and easily?
So what they say is you can cook it first in the husk, and then you cut the bottom of it off, just above the bottom of the stalk will be on the ear of corn. You can cut that off, and then the corn will just slide right out. So then, you know, you'll grab it from the top. I'm showing you how to do this with my hands, folks.
Yeah, we can all see this.
You can all see it. So you're going to grab it from the top, and you're going to basically squeeze that ear of corn right back out, that right out the bottom the way that you just cut it. Mm-hmm. And it just comes right out, and you don't have any silks or anything. So that's a real easy way to do it. But you want to do that after you've cooked it, because then it just slips right out.
Give me some rough numbers for the Sweet Corn Festival, which starts when?
This Saturday and Sunday.
Wow,
I can't
already?
Believe it. Oh, I know. And Pumpkin Fest is right around the corner,
yeah.
So I'm just amazed. But, yeah, September 1st and 2nd is our Sweet Corn Festival, so that's this Saturday and Sunday. And it's going to be a blast. We are so excited about it. We're going to have a great time, have some great food planned, and, you know, going to just get together and let everybody enjoy the corn.
Now, give me a rough idea in terms of poundage or number, raw numbers. How much corn do you go through for the Sweet Corn Festival?
So the Sweet Corn Festival, we will go about, now we pick it into a trailer. We pick this corn into this red dump trailer is what we do. And so that trailer, we'll go through four of those per day for the Sweet Corn Festival. So that trailer will hold about 100 dozen ears of corn, and we'll go through that About four times through the day. So, we'll do about, that's 400 dozen. So almost 1,000 dozen ears of corn, through the weekend.
When they bring their families out for the Sweet Corn Festival, what are they doing besides eating corn?
Well, yeah, eating corn, and then we have some corn, and then there's some corn over there. So yeah, corn is definitely on the menu. You get to go out on a hayride and get to go out and see the corn growing in the field. You get to actually go out and pick an ear off of there yourself and eat it right off of the stalk. That's one of my favorite things to do, as you talked about earlier. We get to, you know, let the kids play. We've got our strawberries are still going to be harvesting as well, so you can go out and pick strawberries if you'd like. And then, you know, just let the family play. Just sit down and relax and enjoy our cooler weather and enjoy this, beautiful early September. It's going to be a great weekend, and I tell you, it's going to be just absolutely beautiful at the farm.
And tell us about the farm store.
Oh, man. If you have not been to the country store, you better stop on by, because we're open there, just so everybody knows, 7 to 7, 7 days a week. And the store has gotten busier and busier, but I tell you, it is a little gem. And so our staff there is doing a fantastic job, and they keep it nice and smelling wonderful. We've got the bakery right inside there, so you can, anytime you walk in, you smell the fresh baked items coming out of the oven. And can purchase that, as well as all of our vegetables that we grow on the farm: tomatoes, peppers, squash, zucchini, okra, lettuces, cabbage. I mean, you name it, we pretty much grow it there at the farm. And that all goes right into the country store. We also have our meat department, which is all Mortimer grown beef, pork, chicken, and turkey. So that's ready to go out the door as well. And then we've got canned foods and candies and that kind of thing too. So we've got a lot of variety of products there, and it's a ton of fun to go in and see what's happening at the farm.
And that is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, correct?
It
at
is.
Mortimer Farms. And then you only have 2 weeks to prepare for something really special. It's the Farm to Table, a dining experience and wine tasting, right?
Yes. And this is something that we partner with the Prescott Chamber of Commerce on. And this is their special signature event of the year. And we are just proud to be hosting it at the farm. And we did this last year for the first time. It was phenomenal. We have dinner out under the stars, and get to enjoy. I always tell them, I said, they ask me what the menu is, and I say, well, I'll know the menu the morning of, because it's just totally depends on what's coming out of the garden and and how our chefs will put it together and have it there on the table in the evening. So we harvest it all morning, prepare it during the day, and then that's what we serve in the evening. And it's a real special event, straight from the farm, and you get that real farm experience while you're there. So it's been a ton of fun this year. I talked to Sherry this morning at the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and she said that the a new chamber member, and I'm sorry, I don't know who it is, but a new chamber member has actually got some horses that they're going to bring out and let people do pictures and stuff on their horses as well. And then we'll have the business expo happening at the same time. So while you're out drinking wine and visiting, you can also go around and meet all these different businesses that are Prescott local businesses there that are out talking about what they're doing and how they're part of the community. So it really becomes a great community event. We're expecting a fantastic bumper crop of attendees this year, and are really excited. We're doing it in our new venue called The Barn at Mortimer Farms, and so it'll be in that indoor-outdoor space, and it's just going to be, I'm so excited. It's such a fantastic event, and it was a huge success last year, and I'm looking forward to this year.
Now, the farm-to-table dining experience is Saturday the 15th from 5:30 to 9 p.m., but you have to register by, I believe, Friday?
So, yeah, we'll sell tickets. The Chamber of Commerce is who you call on that. So you call directly to them and get those tickets. And it's just while supplies last. And I know they've been selling them really fast, so make sure you get a call in there and get your table reserved for that event. I don't want you to miss out on this one, because it is a fantastic, lots of fun evening.
And you go online to Prescott.org to get those tickets, I believe.
That's right.
Hey, the FFA, I believe, is providing volunteers to help with this.
They do. They come in and help us with the serving for that evening. And then we we also have a 4-H group that we hijack in or pull into the party too, and they take the younger kids that are coming. You can sign up for a kids ticket as well, and the kids get to go over and play in the farm park, and then we have a special meal provided for them, and they do some special 4-H activities with them too. So kind of a little introduction to some of the opportunities within the 4-H program for the kids, and so it's fun for the whole family. And then even after, we've got a live band coming, and they'll be doing music after dinner, so you can sit down and relax or get up and do some boot scooting there at the farm. And so, you know, it just becomes this whole evening experience, and I tell you, it is phenomenal.
And live music will be provided by Sidewinders, I believe.
That's correct.
And also, part of the wine tasting, now it's $35 per person, and includes your farm-to-table dinner and 4 wine tasting tickets provided by Granite Creek Vineyards.
Isn't that amazing? And their wine is fantastic, and they've done a great job of pairing that with our meal. And, you know, just giving it just becomes this whole experience. It really is. And there's being able to enjoy that food right out of the garden and right out of those fields makes such a difference. And then, you know, having our chefs that are there and preparing it in a really special way, and something you probably wouldn't prepare it like this at home.
Sure.
But, you know, we get to dress it up a bit and have some fun and just invite everybody to come out and have fun with us.
Now, over the last 6 weeks or so, we have been inundated with monsoon storms. It's a seasonal thing. We expect that.
Thank heavens.
And that was what I was going to ask you, because, you know, you really surprised me when I asked you how you felt about all these heavy storms, and you said there's no such thing as too much rain. Explain that.
Well, I think that there can be some issues with, you know, families as far as the flooding and everything goes
that.
I'm sure certainly worried about those folks, and our thoughts and prayers are with them, and if there's anything we can do to help those situations, we're happy to do it. But as far as the agricultural side of it goes, you know, we went August to mid-July with no rain on the ranch at all. And usually we get 12 inches of rain. That's kind of, you know, some of that's winter rain. We might get 3 to 4 inches in the wintertime. We were hauling water for 2 months to all of our livestock every day. And that's a huge job, just because there wasn't any water. We were actually, supplementing their feed as well, making sure that the animals had plenty of what they needed to be able to thrive out there on the ranch. And so in that aspect of it, you know, without the rain, God's irrigation, we're not growing the grasses that we need for the wildlife and for the livestock that we have out there. So, we're grateful for all the rains that we've been getting, and for the tanks, the water tanks that are getting filled up, and the grasses that are growing. And, you know, and then at the farm, you see, you know, there's weeds everywhere. That's okay. We get out the mower and mow a couple times a week, is try to keep up with it as much as we can, but we're just thankful for the rain, because there's nothing better. And the other thing too that's interesting is with rain versus irrigation, there's actually a lot more nutritional value for plants in the rain. Thunderstorms actually give you nitrogen. It releases nitrogen out of the atmosphere, and that gets rained down on your crops. And so the plants grow better with that the higher humidity levels and the additional nutrients that they're getting out of rainwater versus groundwater. And they actually it just puts everything on jump start, and they just get going. So it's great on the ranch, and it's great for the farm. And, you know, I there's nothing I love better than going out and dancing in the rain. I don't do it naked.
But if you like pina coladas, getting caught in the rain. Right?
Yep. There's nothing better. So, we're very grateful for the rain. And as far as we're concerned, we'll deal with the issues that come that are brought on by more rain. But, there's no such thing as too much as far as the ranch and farm goes.
I'll be darned. One of the reasons I wanted to ask you about that was I grew up in St. Louis, which is right on the Mississippi River. And the river as it comes through St. Louis is a ghastly brown. And the reason is because the Missouri River dumps into it just north of town. And the Missouri River turns brown because it goes through the Great Plains with all of those farm communities, and they get a lot of topsoil washed away and blown into the river. Do you guys lose much topsoil, or how do you measure it?
So the way that we have the farm set up, we really try to buffer that as much as possible because we don't want to lose those good soils. And so any of our drainage channels that are going through our dedicated drainage, we have parts of the farm that runs off, and we try to capture that soil before it's out into the river. And so there's drainage channels that we have to help to reduce that loss as much as possible. It also, as you have cover crops on, which we try to always keep something growing in the field, mm-hmm. even if it looks dry, we leave it in the field because that gives that root structure is still there, which helps to maintain and hold those soils. Mm-hmm. And so everything that we're doing, we try to do with that in mind of how do we maintain this and make sure that we're keeping those good soils on the farm and not losing them. Mm-hmm. And that's a big thing, the erosion aspect of it. You don't want to have naked soil as much as possible. You want to keep it covered. You want to keep some kind of crop growing to hold those soils where we need them and where they're able to grow that product.
Well, this is truly a family farm. So tell me what roles the family different family members have in operating Mortimer Farms.
So we all pitch in as necessary, and we wear a lot of different hats. And so while I do more of the accounting and overseeing of the retail operation there, and obviously planning for festivals and events, Gary does all the farming aspect of it. So he oversees all of that, making sure that he'll start talking to me about tractors and I just kind of glaze over and listen, but just glaze over and let him talk it through and figure out what he needs to do. And then when he's back to something that I know more about, then I'll pitch in. But Ashley, our oldest daughter, who's graduating from the U of A in December, hey. So we're very excited about
good
that
for her.
And she does all of our marketing and public relations. So
she's quite a few times on Sandy Moss's TV show.
Yep. And she's behind the scenes as far as the computer screens and doing all of our online marketing as well as any publicities that we have or flyers, handouts. She oversees all of that and does a lot of it herself. Then we have Kayla. Kayla works in the country store, and so she's there on a regular basis and gets to deal directly with a lot of our customers, so that's fun to have her there. And then Colton, he was for many years, he was the, he told me when we first started doing the farm, he's 15 or 14 now, so, mm-hmm. 9 years ago, he told me that he was the one making sure that all the rides were working right, because he wanted, so that was his job. He was testing the rides all day long as we were doing festivals or whatever. He was making sure that everything was working on that side. He's gotten a lot more involved now. He's actually a darn good mechanic, so he can fix pretty much anything. And he can run tractors. He can move materials around. I mean, he's really gotten to be pretty dang handy. And then our oldest son, Hayden, he ditched us. He actually is in Oklahoma now, and he joined the Army. So we just got back from his basic training graduation, and he's out serving our country. So we're real proud of him for that, and we're definitely missing him on the farm. We miss him a ton, and he was a great worker, but more than that, we just miss him and are proud of what he's doing there. So that's what's going on.
And, of course, we thank him for his service, too.
Thank you.
Well, to get information about the farm-to-table dining experience, go to Prescott.org or call the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. And for the Sweet Corn Festival, Mortimer Farms AZ.com, correct?
Yep, that's right. And of course, you can just come by the store anytime. We're open 7 to 7, 7 days a week. And bring the family, let the kids go out and play and do some U-Pick stuff, hang out there. But we've got all kinds of great information there as well. The corner of 69 and 169 in Dewey, MortimerFamilyFarms.com.
That is Charlotte Mortimer. Thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. We've got Christian Berry and friends coming in to Blues Rock the House in just a moment on today's Q&A. On the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live, KQNA.com.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
I'm Dr. Ed Gogek, candidate for state representative. The Prescott area is using its groundwater too fast, but we can stop this. The best and cheapest way to guarantee plenty of water into the future is voluntary conservation. With incentives for desert landscaping and the use of rooftop rainwater, our limited water supply could last a very long time. This isn't hard to do, but we need leadership to make it happen.
Paid for by Ed Gogek, for state rep, authorized by Ed Gogek.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Bros. You gotta admit, Ted, we get pretty popular in the summer.
I know, Adam. We get service calls from all over the Prescott area.
And we also get quite a few from Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
How do you know that?
A little Verdi told me.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Keep your cool with a quick call to Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, serving all of Yavapai County. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's High Desert Mechanical heating, cooling, and plumbing.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
And we are back live at 227, time for some real music and music characters in the form of Christian Berry and Friends. Christian has brought along Harry O. and Paul Epic, who we've gotten to know over the years at the Prescott Center for the Arts. So being as part of a blues rock festival, Paul, I think it makes you an official Renaissance man.
Or old, one of the two.
He was
He was at the real Renaissance. That's true. Yeah, weren't we all, though? Yeah. Christian, tell us what's going on Labor Day weekend for you guys.
Well, this is going to be actually, this is planned as our very first annual, we call it Day of the Living Blues Harp Festival. And its focus is going to be on the blues harp. We've got plenty of regular blues musicians backing them up, but we're spotlighting the blues harp players.
Now, I understand that some of the people we'll hear from at the festival include Kevin Harmonica Man Schievel, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Jay Shermer, of course, Paul Epic. You're not that tall, are you, Paul?
Tall Paul. That's all.
And Sweet Baby Ray. And John Dubuck, is that his name?
Dubuck, yeah.
John Dubuck, thank you.
And actually, just yesterday got a confirmation of a last-minute ad of Dennis Herrera and Dennis DePoiter from the Dennis Herrera Blues Band. They're big-time headliners. So.
And when you put together these festivals with a lot of different guests, about how long does it take to get all the people together that you want to get, and how do you find time for them?
Well, that's funny, because it's like herding a box of cats, you know.
Because you got to find time in their schedules, too, don't you?
Yes, you do, and trying to coordinate all that, and flaky musicians.
Oh, please.
flaky musicians. What might he mean by that? Harry, Paul, Gary Pitchin?
No idea.
No idea whatsoever.
But, yeah, so it takes a lot of doing, and we've been working on this. This particular festival, I think we've actually been working on it for about 3 months.
No kidding. So, wow. Yeah. Wow.
Sure.
And it's
going to be the foundation about 3 months.
And it's going to be at Goldwater Lake in the Log Pavilion, correct?
Yes.
And that's going to be on Saturday, Labor Day weekend, Saturday, September 1st, noon to 4 o'clock. And by the way, for those not familiar, tell us what the Northern Arizona Blues Alliance is.
Well, it's a group of blues lovers, not just musicians, but also people who love the genre. Mm-hmm. And we put together this group mainly to promote the blues, but also educate. You know, we do a lot of in the school stuff. We do various, you know, festivals, various events. We have like a bi-monthly blues jam session. It's open call, so pretty much anybody that wants to come down and jam with professional players can. That's like every other Sunday at Windsock Lounge. And Prescott's growing great guns. We expanded out into Verde Valley, and Dr. Bob Salani has taken over running that. And we have a lady up in Flagstaff, Bonnie Doomday, who has taken over running the Flagstaff branch. So we have everything from Phoenix, north, east, and west.
Very good. We are talking with Christian Berry, Harry Owen, Paul Epic about their Northern Arizona Blues Alliance Saturday, September 1st, a blues blowout coming up, the Blues Harp Festival at Goldwater Lake in the Log Pavilion. A lot more coming up with them, including a couple of songs after news with Link on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
Hi, I'm Jan Manolis. I'm running to represent you at the Arizona House for LD1. My husband was suffering with dementia when we moved to Prescott. I learned just how difficult it is to get necessary medical services for a loved one. Healthcare access and costs are a challenge for many Arizona families. A vote for me, Jan Manolis, is a vote for finding new and better ways to make quality healthcare available to everyone.
Paid for by Jan Manolis for Arizona House. Authorized by Jan Manolis.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Courtesy Auto Sales, Warriors Heating and Cooling, Prescott Brewing Company, You Pick Heritage Memory Mortuary, Yavapai Heating and Cooling, Buc-ee's and Yavapai Casino, Quality Collision, Cable One, National Bank of Arizona, Prescott Dirt, Home Furnishings Direct, MCO, Renshaw Family Dental, Yavapai Block, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, D-backs Visit the Giants, Monday 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Me out to the ball game.
You've got lots of engines in your life. Cars, yard equipment, ATVs, motorcycles, watercraft, you name it. And they all use fuel and oil. These same fluids that make your engine run also create deposits that reduce performance and gas mileage. Gum Out Multi-System Tune-Up removes these gummy carbon deposits and stabilizes fuel and oil, helping restore performance and fuel economy. Get a can today at just $6.47 at your local Walmart. Gum Out. Science in, performance out.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. It's election eve, and that's a time in past years you could count on Senator John McCain making an appearance at the Prescott Courthouse Plaza.
Senator McCain's most famous stop in downtown Prescott was in November 2008 when he was the Republican presidential candidate. This was one of his last presidential campaign stops and the only public event in Arizona. 4 years later, he was back on the square for another election eve rally. McCain explained coming back to Prescott was always nostalgic.
This is where Barry Goldwater first announced he was running for the Senate. He announced that
he was running for president in 1964. He was here before every campaign. And this whole setting, my hero, Bucky O'Neill, there, the Rough Riders, everything about it is a wonderful tradition.
One stop McCain, Maine, and Prescott in July 2016 wasn't on the courthouse square, but at the Prescott Resort. He answered questions as to why he was in Arizona rather than at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland.
It's because I'm campaigning here in Arizona, which I announced months ago, and I am traveling the state, and I would much rather be here in Arizona than in Cleveland. I have a very heavily contested race. My time is spent much better here than there.
The 81-year-old McCain went on to be elected to his sixth and final term in November of that year. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Cottonwood Area Transit has reached a milestone. Transit officials have announced it has transported 1 million passengers since 2012. That year, Cottonwood and Sedona separated from the Northern Arizona Intergovernmental Public Transportation Authority. To celebrate the occasion, CAT will be providing free rides on all services this Friday. In addition, all riders 18 years old and up will be invited to enter a drawing for a free all-access pass. Drivers will have the tickets, and once they're filled out, riders need to drop them in the fare box. Winners will be notified by email or phone. Cottonwood Area Transit serves Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and the Verde Villages. Verde Links Commuter Services serves Sedona. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear tonight and mostly sunny this week. After a high of 84 today, we're going to see an overnight low of 56 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 84 tomorrow and 86 on Wednesday. 93 degrees today for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a low tonight of 61, a high tomorrow of 94, and a high on Wednesday of 96. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley, at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The Bolleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Bolleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BolleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Bolleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
President Donald Trump has called for strengthening our military.
This budget will be a public safety and national security budget, and it will include a historic increase in defense spending.
And Kelly Ward, she disagreed with President Trump. Ward wanted to cut funding for our military fighting the war on terror. And when it comes to fighting ISIS, Donald Trump will do what it takes to keep America safe.
We have to knock the hell out of them.
But Kelly Ward disagreed with Donald Trump again. Kelly Ward called for restraint in the fight against ISIS.
What is your response to ISIS?
Restraint and realism.
Kelly Ward, restraint in fighting ISIS, cutting military funding, not helping President Trump. Kelly Ward is wrong for Arizona. Defend Arizona, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.defendarizona.org.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
We are back live at 2:38 with Paul Epic leading cheers for all of us here. Along with Christian Berry and Harry O, they are part of the Northern Arizona Blues Alliance, coming to the Outdoor Blues Heart Festival at Goldwater Lake in the Log Pavilion. That is on Saturday, the first of Labor Day weekend. That's this coming Saturday, coming up fast.
Woo-hoo!
From 12 to 4 p.m. Boy, Paul's ready right now. I can tell. You guys are going to do a song for us. Christian, why don't you describe for us the song?
Actually, Harry, Harry? Better job of doing this song.
Oh, this is a Jimmy Reed tune, and if anybody knows about Jimmy Reed, they all sound the same. You ready? They sound kind of like this. Going up, down. You got me doing what you want, and baby, why you won't let me go?
army. Hide, run, hide, hide, run any way you want, little girl. Yeah. You got me doing what you want, and baby, why you won't let me go? You want me, baby, why you won't let me go? You got me running, hiding, run, hide, hide, run any way you want, little girl. Yeah. You got me doing what you want me, baby, why you won't let me go? Come on, take it on out.
How about that? Boy, that is a band in queue, I'm telling you. How do you, can you guys, when you're jamming, can you feel it like we are all in the same wavelength here? You know, when to end it and everything, even without having it rehearsed?
Right.
Yeah, it's like pinning the tail on the donkey, really.
Yeah.
Most of the time, and we try to avoid jet airline crashes. Yeah. As
that,
well.
That helps,
and the good
too.
Thing is we're not blindfolded, so all we have to do is open our eyes.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Harry, since this is your first time on the show, I believe, with us, tell us about how and why you picked up your first guitar at 13.
Oh, my gosh. You did have that.
Keep in mind, this is the FCC-regulated station.
It was about the time of the Beatles, 63 or so, and I said, yeah, I want some of that action. Uh-huh. All the girls like those guys.
Sure.
So I had to play guitar. I told my dad, and he said, yeah, go ahead and play guitar. And he walked away. And I said, but Dad, I need a guitar. He says, you sure do. And he walked away. And I said, but Dad, I need some money for guitar. He said, you sure do. You want a job this summer? And I worked at a factory, his factory, and it was like, it was making, taking hot metal and putting in casting machines all summer long. And at the end of the summer, I bought my first Fender guitar.
Because doing that the summer, it taught you, I don't want to do this for a living, right?
No, actually, it backfired on him. It backfired on him. He tried to get me to go into business with him, and I said, no, I'm a musician. Mm-hmm. This is what I do.
So once you got your first guitar, who were you emulating initially?
Oh, actually, I really got into the Byrds.
No kidding.
I got a Byrds album, and then I bought the accompanying little book with all the songs written on it. Mm-hmm. And I would strum along with the little chord charts there and sing the song with them, and that's how I learned how to play.
Paul, how about you when it came to harmonica? How old were you when you first picked it up?
Well, I wanted to be a guitar player like everybody else, but my first electric guitar caught my house on fire, and my dad said,
yeah,
you're playing trombone.
Yeah.
So it was wind instruments after that. I actually found an old harmonica in a work truck. And here I am today.
Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. Now, tell us about... Now, you're still doing stuff with the PCA, too, correct?
Yes.
Tell us about some of your recent or upcoming work at the PCA.
We just got done with the 24-hour plays. That was
weekend.
We had a great turnout for that. It was fantastic. I'm actually auditioning for the dinner party tonight. directed by Parker Anderson, mm-hmm. dinner party by Neil Simon.
Who just passed away a couple days ago.
Away.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of nuance there. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they have tons of great shows coming up. Guys and Dolls is coming up.
Oh, September can't wait for 13. That, yeah.
I'm directing art in Stage 2 in February. So, yeah.
So, since you've directed now roughly how many shows?
For PCA, about 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does that make you a better actor or a tougher one to work with? Not that any director ever told me that's the way it works. But
It's actually a very humbling experience to do both, mm-hmm. always. Yeah.
And, Christian, I have to ask you, since you've written your own share of music, and an awful lot of blues music is strictly instrumental, when you've written a strictly instrumental piece, how do you come up with a name for it? Because there's no lyrics.
Yeah, that's really funny. With me in particular, it usually, you know, I have a really warped sense of humor, so a lot of my songs have very strange names that came from something funny that either mm-hmm. happened or, you know, or something somebody said. I try to be quirky with it. And lyric-wise, a lot of the lyrics just pop into my head while I'm sleeping, you know, and I mm-hmm. wake up and they're written already.
The reason I ask is because our boss, Sanford Cohen, had an interview with Edgar Winter a couple of months ago.
Wow.
We've all heard the song Frankenstein, right?
Yeah.
You know why they called it Frankenstein? Because they had to come up with a song right away, and one of the band members and the engineer remembered they had all these loose recordings, snippets of tape, essentially, and they said, you know what? I bet we can make something out of this.
Yep.
And if you think about it, you listen to that song, it sounds like this is not necessarily seamless, all these different things, and that's essentially what it was. That's how I recall the conversation. I think that's pretty accurate.
But it makes a lot of sense.
Oh, my gosh, it was a huge hit.
Well,
sure.
I wonder how I came up with the title No Panty Lines then.
Okay, well, that just took an ugly turn, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Now, he warned us about the FCC.
That's right. And Christian, you guys here, Harry O. and Paul, you have another. Before we get to the next song, I also saw a little notice here that the Northern Arizona Blues Alliance is looking for a couple more blues bands for Regional Blues Challenge.
Because I would have forgot to say anything about it. Yes, every year we do a thing called the International Blues Challenge, and we do the Arizona Regional version, Northern Arizona Regional version, and what happens is people compete for the right to go to the big worldwide International Blues Challenge in Memphis, Tennessee, where they compete against about 250 other bands. Whoa. From all over the world. Many careers have been made by people who just went and didn't necessarily win or place. But it's like I call it like a NAMM show for blues musicians. You get promoters, radio station people, managers, film score people. I mean, you name it. And all of Beale Street in Memphis, they shut about six blocks of it down. And every single club on Beale Street has, four or five bands every night.
Sure.
And it's nuts. It's one of the funnest things I've ever done. It's hard to explain until you've done it. And once you do it, you'll never forget. You talk about it for the rest of your life as just being one of the coolest things you ever did.
Sure. You mentioned Beale Street.
What we're trying to do is we're still looking for two more bands mm-hmm. to compete. It'll be October 6th at the Clarkdale Bandstand Pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
And it just happens to coincide with their Clarktoberfest. So there's going to be about 3,000 or 4,000 people there. It's going to be a pretty big deal.
And that's on October 6th from noon to 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Beale Street, of course. I'm thinking of a song, Walking to Memphis.
Oh, yes.
Walking in Memphis, yeah. And talking about walking with his feet 10 feet off of Beale.
Yeah.
And talking about W.C. Handy, who, of course, wrote the St. Louis Blues. Yeah, yeah. Boy, what a great history there.
You get a big statue of him, right?
Yep.
Yeah, cool.
And the guys hang around the statue and play and jam. In the afternoons.
Yeah. By the way, on that note, you guys can appreciate this. Last week, we were watching James Corden, who hosts a late night show on CBS. James Corden is doing this thing it's like Jerry Seinfeld's Comedians with Cars Getting Coffee. It's carpool karaoke.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, who is in the passenger seat? Paul McCartney.
McCartney in Liverpool. And there was a scene where they pulled up to the statue of the Beatles in the town square in Liverpool. And all these, you know, tourists are posing for their pictures by the Beatles statue, right? And here comes McCartney around the corner to join them. Pandemonium. It was an unbelievable thing.
Mind if I photobomb you?
Yeah, yeah. Can you imagine that? Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, that happened. Actually, that happened here just Saturday, because people who went to the Jay Leno comedy concert at Yavapai College, if you were cheap like me and just bought a $29 ticket for the assembly room where they had Jay's performance live streamed, Jay walked in before the show into the assembly room,
nice,
shaking everyone's hand and, you know, thanking them for coming and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's pretty cool when it happens. Now, you guys still have another song left in you. I'm going to have you guys play us out to break. What song is this, Christian?
This song is called Jacksboro Highway. It's about a famous stretch of highway in Texas, right outside of Fort Worth. It's real well known for being really seedy and a bunch of blues clubs.
Okay, the stage is yours.
Go on. Outside of Fort Worth, this is 199. The long night nightclub, been for a long, long time. Head on out toward Jacksboro's, you're on that ship. The man got it on there, maybe looking for some action. We got a crack game and the black cat, we got strip teams and the new. Something going on. You better watch your back, boy. You better cover your pants. Well, the further down that road you go, the more it's gone again. You remember when you're standing at the peppermint mouth in the smoking grass, blood on the ground. Better put that in a day you see. Even if it's murder in the first place. Down on Jacksboro Highway, Jacksboro Highway, Jacksboro Highway, there's always something going on.
Value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
For 2,000 years, we've defended life and cared for the poor. We built hospitals and orphanages and started the university system. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are the Catholic Church, the church founded by Jesus. If you've been away from the Catholic faith, come home to Sacred Heart Church. We've been saving souls in Prescott for 140 years. Visit us at sacredheartprescott.com.
membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Made-to-order is more than simply the best cleaning company because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made-to-order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, tomorrow night at the Raven, the Vuela tour continues with French bands jamming on the first floor, while on the roof of the Raven, they will screen the classic movie, An American in Paris. Now, we had a great time last night at the Highland Center for Natural History as the Vuela tour entertained us at that gorgeous amphitheater in the woods with the incredible Belen La Parisienne and her keyboardist and accordion player. Then by Gail Steiger and Tom and Krista Aguilera and Tom and Krista Agostino, sorry about that. And as always, the showstopper was Gael Buswell, who also joined the Cheek Tones for a song Friday night at Courthouse Plaza. Gael and her great band will also headline the big concert coming this Friday at the Elks Theater. I will be MC of that. I understand only about 45 or 50 tickets remain, so go to 777-1370 or call the Prescott Elks Theater to get tickets for that huge concert, the Vuela Tour, landing with local bands Friday night at the Prescott Elks Theater. I mentioned Tango and Cash is the Tuesday night classic tomorrow at the Harkins 14. Other movies coming up on subsequent Tuesdays include Planet of the Apes, Singing in the Rain, The Breakfast Club, and Young Frankenstein. So stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, then Talk of the Town, Chino Valley at 4. Join me right back here Tuesday with Darlene Packard for the PV Healing Fields, Rosie Darby for the Yavapai County Fair, and local author Dolores Como Everard, part of my Professional Writers of Prescott series. That is Tuesday at 2 for Q&A when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.